Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, you know that's a great idea. All right, I thought what we'd do today. This is a very special day that only Manny could have found for us. It is, well, the one that, I mean, this is not a Manny special. I mean, it's cool, but it's not a Manny special, which is Sons and Daughters Day. I mean, it's not take your son any place or take your daughter any place. And presumably, you don't have to get them cards or anything. All you have to do is, like, feed them, you know. But it's also National Presidential Joke Day. So I thought we'd let people call in with presidential jokes. Do the interviews, I suppose we could argue that any president is kind of a joke sooner or later, but that's not exactly the point. Do you know any president? Remember, was it Bush that they put out a list of jokes on?
Well, I was going to say, I have a feeling the three most recent presidents will probably be the most popular recipient of jokes, I guess. Or the majority of the jokes.
The subject.
Will be, yeah, exactly. I have a feeling the three most recent ones, including the current one, would probably...
Well, that's presumably true in that, you know, well, I'm trying to remember... George Washington jokes, you know, or as he smiled and his false teeth popped out or something like that because they were wooden and they were spring-loaded. I don't think that's really a joke. I think that's apocryphal. But, I mean, the point is that the people who are alive right now who tell jokes are probably... I suppose there are people alive who've... If you're 100 years old, that would be in... I'm not terrifically good at presidential history and lineups. So that would be 1915. So, I mean, I suppose there's a bunch of, you could have FDR jokes, you could have Teddy Roosevelt jokes, you could have, obviously, Truman and Eisenhower jokes, JFK jokes, Reagan jokes, you could have Johnson jokes. I mean, I suppose you could have, you know, a fair amount in your lifetime. Ulysses S. Grant jokes. I know a Ulysses S. Grant joke. Is that cool? All right, here's the joke.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a joke. Apparently, it's a true statement. Is that some soldier during the Civil War went to Lincoln and said, Grant is a drunk. And he said, do you know what he drinks? And he said, well, I don't know. Why? So, well, I thought I'd order some for all my generals. Is that a joke? I mean, it's... Right?
Yeah.
But that may be a Lincoln joke rather than a Grant joke.
Yeah.
But either way. And there's the famous one, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play?
Yeah.
That's the famous Lincoln joke.
Yeah.
So none of them are very cheerful, are they? I guess. Yeah, you have people in power,
kind
yeah.
Kind of a downer, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. You know, maybe joking is the presidential dinners, you know, the correspondence dinner. I don't know. Maybe the reason it's a joke day is that nobody can really come up with. I suppose you could either laugh or cry. I think people are just so fed up with the government right now and have been for a while. Don't you think? I mean, I think that that there's the kind of the sense that that there may have been patriots who ran for office, but not any time recently. That they're sort of megalomaniacs. And some of them are more competent at being megalomaniacs than others, but I don't know. I think we're sort of, as a country, kind of fed up. All right, well, don't you? I mean, don't you think there's a sense? It's not even it's almost like resignation. It's not even anger. I mean, I think the anger was during protesting wars and things of that sort, but I think right now it's just more of a sense of, you know, who cares who's president? As you know, that they're just not going to care at all about us. They're just going to line their pockets. That the lobbyists are running the country. We've already sold out. I don't know. I think there's a sense of resignation, which is too bad. I mean, this is a country that is known, as Clinton said. I told you the speech that I heard him. Is it that this country was sort of founded on the notion of you know, an option, an opportunity, not that we had what we wanted, but that we were in process, and therefore that this country was always evolving, that that was part of our literally our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, and it was the idea that as a country that, you know, that we are something now, but we're going to become more, and we're going to become greater, and we're going to evolve. And so he sort of viewed the changes of as important, even the things that happened to him, he viewed as part of the national character. If we were evolving and we were trying to achieve different things. I don't know that we still have that sense. I think there's such a sense of frustration that who our leaders are and what they intend to do and what they say they'll do. There's a huge discrepancy between what they say they'll do and what they do. But maybe not. Maybe, you know, we're just going through kind of a lull, and we will find somebody that, as we talked about, rises to the occasion. It'd be nice. A surprise. I mean, I think that one of the examples that we have around here is Bloomberg, which I think everybody viewed as kind of a, you know, it's kind of a, I don't even know, it wasn't a joke, because people who are billionaires aren't really funny, hilarious, but somebody who was really running for mayor as sort of an ego trip of, well, he'd done everything else, and that he really didn't have very much experience. I mean, he was a self-made man, and certainly Bloomberg Radio and had was very, very prosperous. But I think people voted for him more as a sense of, you know, what else are we going to do? And he turned out, not initially, but eventually, I think he hated the job. I was on one of the commissions, and it was really interesting to watch him evolve. Not so much as a politician, although there was part of that, but as a public speaker, as somebody who really got into figuring out how to do it and to do it well. And I think most people would say he was a really good mayor, independent. And he was essentially a Republican in a very Democratic city, so it wasn't about party loyalty at all. I think it was about that he kind of squeaked by in the first election and then was hugely popular. So I guess that, for me at least, that is an example of somebody that you really had very minimal expectations about, and maybe that's part of it. But mayor is really different than president. I mean, you know, that, so you mess up as a mayor, you know, and the city's gone through all sorts of stuff, but it just seems a smaller, you know, sort of a smaller platform. But I think he was really a remarkably good mayor. People got a little upset with him about sort of deciding that he should do the fourth term, and that he really sort of bullied people and became sort of a politician at that moment, but still got an awful lot done, and I think people had a huge amount of respect for him. So maybe, you know, maybe we're just, maybe I'm just being a little cynical, not intending to be, but if you have a presidential joke, since today is presidential joke, and you can't just call in with the name of a president and saying that that's the joke, okay? You can't do that. I'm already heading you off at that pass. And anything else that you want to talk about, you can call me and tell me your, I'll tell you what, let's offset Presidential Joke Day with telling me a good story about any president that you want to, anyone that you felt did something particular to you, any president that you met in particular, any sort of good story about a president to offset my, it's not so much cynicism, it's kind of disappointment more than anything else. You know, I've worked on presidential campaigns and carried signs and bumper stickers and collected money, and so I'm very much a believer in democracy and the political process, and it just gets frustrating to feel like no matter what you do that it's all kind of window dressing. So don't let my frustration affect your ability to tell a good joke or to tell me a good story about a president. All righty, so we'll open it up for that. Some interesting DVDs we're not going to do today. I'll tell you why, because all three of the DVDs that come out, it's sort of a strange time of year. There's some movies coming out this weekend. I said last weekend, Tom Cruise continued to dominate the box office. That Fantastic Four, most people didn't consider all that fantastic. And the movie that probably did the best in terms of return on investment was The Gift, which I recommended. I said I thought that was the best movie to see during the week. I liked Ricky and the Flash, but it had some serious problems with it. Although watching Meryl Streep sort of do her rocker thing. But as I said, it's very hard to be sympathetic with a protagonist who leaves her kids. And, you know, I know men do it all the time, but I don't think we like them very much either when they do that. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Happy National Sons and Daughters Day. Most of us are one or the other. And that's National Presidential Joke Day. I can't even get it out. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/DocJoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/DocJoy. That's gcnlive.com/DocJoy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, let's see if we can find some more cheerful news to keep you guys enthralled and informed. Which is the first story. In 1929, Babe Ruth becomes the first baseball player to hit 500 home runs in his career with a home run in, do you know where, Manny, without looking?
I can't remember without looking.
Well, I'll tell you that. League Park in Cleveland. Think of all the of things that happened in Cleveland that you don't expect to happen in Cleveland. The first parking meter was in Cleveland, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If we put a list of Cleveland, Ohio first, I'll bet you we get a whole bunch of stuff in an unlikely situation. And I'm not sure why, but maybe Cleveland sort of seems like the kind of middle of the country, even though technically it's not geographically, but it feels that way. In 1934, the first civilian prisoners arrive at Alcatraz. Have you ever been to San Francisco and seen Alcatraz?
I have not, no.
Never it's been a scary place. Yeah, you should. Well, Jack LaLanne was the one who, who's a great guy. I've met him a bunch of times. And he swam with a boat, he towed a boat in his teeth from San Francisco, from Fisherman's Wharf to Alcatraz, which is some serious water. He was a great guy. I mean, he was an amazing man who just, I mean, I think he was about, I don't know, was he late 80s, early 90s, and looked like, you know, a 50-year-old guy. He was a really nice guy. He called me once from, he was stuck on a runway in San Francisco, and he called my program, which I thought was kind of cool. I like anybody who likes me. Very indiscriminate. You like me, I like you back. In 1942, Hedy Lamarr and George Enthill received a patent for a frequency-hopping spread spectrum communication system that later became the basis for modern technology and wireless telephones and Wi-Fi. Think about that. Hedy Lamarr, the actress. And that was, what, 73 years ago? You go, Hedy. I mean, not only a good actress and a pretty face, but a smart woman. Frequency-hopping spread spectrum. Did you know that's where it came from?
No, I didn't.
I had no idea. Well, that's pretty cool. Today is the anniversary that happened 50 years ago, 1965, the Watts riots in Los Angeles. I just saw the Straight Out of Compton last night, which sort of documents some of that stuff. Well, actually, it was Rodney King and stuff like that. It was. I'll review it for you on Thursday. This was in 1984. Maybe this is in line with the presidential jokes. The United States, this was not about, this was a joke made by a president. Okay. In 1984, he was on NPR, Ronald Reagan, he was running for re-election. He was preparing to make his weekly Saturday address, and it was an open mic accidentally. He had some serious problems with open mics. It said, "We begin bombing in 5 minutes." Yeah! His idea of a joke and ours may not be exactly the same, but I think it's a high-pressure job, so maybe you need something like that. And in this day in 2003, NATO took over command of the peacekeeping force in Afghanistan, marking its first major operation outside Europe in its 54-year-old history. So, kind of a mixed day in history. Dog days of August, right? 855-993-7569. Mary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I'm in my late 60s. I've been with a man who's 3 years older than me for 5 years. It's a, I don't want to say long-distance relationship, but we don't live in the same state. But I go and I live with him for maybe 4, 5, 6 months of the year, and then we reciprocate, and then there's a few months in between we don't see each other, but we talk all the time.
Okay.
He has a lot of sisters and a couple of brothers, and the man is a very generous man. He's always given money to this one, that one, helping this one, that one. I'm probably the only woman that's never taken anything from him because I'm very independent. But when he's in my house, he said since he lives there part of the time, well, he was there. And he did pay the mortgage because he said if he were living somewhere else, he would have been paying the same thing anyhow because he moved in with me. And, gosh, maybe about – he's had a lot of health issues. He's diabetic. He's got a he's had prostate cancer. He's had a heart attack with a stent in his thing. From the time I went with him – I straightened out his finances in terms of he just used to just pile all his stuff all over the place. And I say, no, you're getting stuck for all these bounce checks and stuff and saying, and we're very harmonious. We had a good relationship, the whole thing. Well, in the last year, he's had three incidences when I had come to him. He had a bladder infection and I got him into the hospital. Then he had his diabetes, his sugar level dropped down so low. I said, "Come, you need to take your
insulin.
Test your numbers and stuff like that." Yeah. And everything. And he passed out before we could even do that. I had to call the ambulance for him and stuff. Then another time, he got up in the middle of the night and he said, "Oh, where's the channel changer?" And I said, "It's right over there." And he couldn't figure out which one was the channel changer. And I said, "I don't know if you've got another urinary tract infection. You need to go to the doctor when it's morning and stuff." Well, he wound up being admitted to the hospital. They thought he had a stroke, mm-hmm. but he didn't. They didn't know what it was, actually, to be truthful with you. But his one sister is very controlling of him. And thing, and it's spoken so many lies. When he was in the hospital, I spent the first two nights with him, and when he was in ICU, and they had to move him to a big city, not the little local hospital here, and they put him in the stroke ICU thing, and he was on a ventilator and the whole thing. I couldn't, the sister relieved me the next night, and then she wanted me to come back. Well, my daughter was up there. My daughter has a connective tissue disease. EDS, if you're familiar with it, but anyhow, I said, no, I came up to deal with my daughter, you know, give me one night and whatever it is. Well, from that point on, Lord, let me tell you, this sister has told all sorts of lies to everybody. She barred me from coming to the hospital the next day because she said, "Oh no, this is family only. I'm not letting you in," until he squawked. Then, he was moved to a rehab facility. For 2.5 weeks, she never once visited him there. Then he had to do outpatient rehab for 7 weeks, and I took him up there 3 times a week, and it took 1 hour and 15 minutes to get each way, and I'd stay with him and go through all the stuff. Came back home, and within a month's time, the sister and the whole family has done such a number on him because there's a house that was left. The parents didn't write a will, and this house is left to whomever, and nobody's been in it for a couple of years. So they gave him this big hokey song and a dance. "Oh, you need to come out over here, and, you know, it'll be free rent," and da-da-da-da-da. Well, ain't nothing free in this life, because in the first 2 months, he spent over $15,000. The house is 60-something odd years old. He had to fix it up, and then they have him buying furniture and have him buying 25-cubic-foot fridge, freezer thing, and a dishwasher. I said, "You don't cook. And what do you need a built-in dishwasher for? With the styrofoam containers?" Well, come to find out.
Wait. Let me just stop you where we came to find out. Hold that thought, and we'll get right back to it. Just take a quick break and come back and find out what you came to find out. We'll find out at the same time. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, Mary has been in a relationship for about 5 years with a dude who's a couple years older than she is. He's had some serious physical problems. They basically cohabit with in his place for part of the year, her place for part of the year, a couple months they're separate. He's recently had some major issues, including maybe a TIA, in the middle of the night of not being able to figure out how to make the channel, the remote work. All men know how to make the remote work. They're born knowing that, right? Having maybe...
He didn't even know where the remote was.
Yeah, yeah.
Right next to him.
Yeah, it sounds like a TIA, a transient ischemic attack, which can be a precursor and can mimic a stroke, but is transient. It's people assume it's kind of a spasm of the artery that clears, as opposed to a stroke, which doesn't clear. So, and so he's had some other physical problems. She ran afoul of a sister when she couldn't accommodate the sister's schedule to visit him. Okay, so in the meantime, he's... He's been in rehab. He had a really serious question in some time in the ICU. All right, so come to find out. Oh, and they moved him into a house that the family jointly owns and cost him a lot of money to kind of fix it up enough to be able to inhabit it. So, and my guess is that they probably put him in there consciously or unconsciously, not only because he'd have a place, but also so he could fix it up and they could sell it. So
he's fixing it up to their likes. I mean, he bought furniture, he bought everything.
Yeah, well, so
because they picked it out and they did everything. Yeah.
So they're but look, understand. Tell me what you came to find out, and then we'll go on from there.
Told so many lies about me. Said that her son said when I was in ICU with him. No, when they were putting the ventilator in. And her son was there, and I told the doctor to pull the plug because he was so old. First of all, I don't even know what her son looks like, number one. The doctor, there were like eight people working on him, nobody even turned to look at me. And matter of fact, I didn't even know about that until he told me that later on, and I made him come to the hospital. We found the doctor, and the doctor said, heck no, we don't even talk to people. That's decided your health issues.
Exactly. You don't, I was going to say.
The room.
Exactly. Yeah, if you don't have the health care proxy, he wouldn't listen to you anyway, so.
Exactly. You know, I mean, and one of the other sisters talks to me and realizes that, you know, I love him and stuff. And said, oh, you know, she said it to everybody that I poison him because every time we're together, he winds up in the hospital. Well, the other ones all see his issues, but they just keep their mouth shut and don't say anything. And then this other sister said, oh yeah, the bad one is going around saying to everybody, oh, I finally get rid of that woman, and I have my brother just where I want him because he takes me all over the place and he buys anything I want and pays for it. And then when I go out on my own, he gives me money when I buy this stuff. Well, I was over there last weekend and saying the sister walks in and didn't say boo to me. I leave about 5 minutes later. He comes out to the car with me. She stops up wagging her big false fingernail up in my face. Got the nail up into my nose, the whole thing, and said, she told her brother, you have to choose between her and me. You remember the agreement that we made? She's not allowed in this house. You can go over there and see her, but she's not allowed here. And then she said, you leave my man alone. You leave my man, not my brother, mind you, but my man alone. I said, what, are you going to marry him? And she just got so nasty and stuff. And then he had to grab her away from me because she took the keys out of my hand. And I should have gone to the police and filed an assault charge.
No, but, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. Look, you know,
I should have?
No, you should not have. All right, look, my dear, one of the things that I want to get your question out, you know, of you, but in just one, look, understand that she may be a horrible human being, but the real focus here that your sweet Babu has to either stand up, he has to decide. She's right to a certain extent. He doesn't necessarily have to choose between the two of you, but he has to choose how he's going to behave. And he's taking the path of least resistance and letting the two of you duke it out. And that's not really fair. It's not really fair to you. It's not even fair to her. And she may be a horrible human being, but he's telling her one thing and he's telling you another. And that he's, well, but this is his problem, not yours, even though it's certainly sort of resonating with you, and I'm sure it feels terrible. But this is, he's going to have to decide how he's going to manage this. And certainly one of the possibilities that occurred to me at the beginning of the phone call is, as you know, I think that there's good reason to marry at the beginning of your life when you have kids, and at the end of your life when you want things like medical power of attorney and money to sort of go into some hands rather than others. And, you know, one of the possibilities, and I don't know how you feel about this, dude, but one of the possibilities is if you love this guy and want to spend the rest of your life with him and feel that you can take care of him well, and I don't know how long his life is, but none of us can read the expiration code on our foreheads anyway, to say, look, let's get married. Because then you have a completely different status, not only with the rest of the family, but with him. And if he says no, I mean, because he's going to say one of three things. He's going to say, absolutely, I thought you'd never ask, or, you know, I was planning to ask you, at which point the two of you have a much more, stabilized kind of status. Or he says no, it would make my sister unhappy, then you know. I mean, it may not make you very happy, and then you have to decide whether you can tolerate the situation or not, but at least you know that he's really made his stance. Or the third is to say, I want to think about it, which is not an unreasonable thing to do, at which point I would say, how long do you need? So you're not just hung out to dry. But at this moment,
he's
I don't know.
He's asked me over the years to marry him, and I'm the one that's always said no.
Well, but maybe, and I don't know if the two of you have equal financial status or not, and certainly if he's wealthier than you are, and he you there's any possibility that anybody would view you as a gold digger, you can certainly do a prenup. You can do whatever you want. But that's one of the ways of dealing with this, not only because it gives you, you know, look, God forbid something happens to him at this moment, you have no legal status whatsoever to even visit him. You're not next of kin, and you're not his wife. So you have no status. And the fact that she's a stinker about it is not going to help things. But even if she were nice about it, that the hospital has, you know, that even if she said, no, it's okay for Mary to come, in theory, you have no legal status whatsoever. In terms of pulling the plug or not pulling the plug, you have no legal status whatsoever. In terms of any inheritance, which it sounds to me that you're is the least, the thing that you're least interested in, you have no status unless he's left you something in his will. And unless you have a copy of the will, that may be very difficult because there are lots of situations where somehow the will magically disappears, so the next of kin share equally. So at this moment, it's easy to view her as the enemy, and she may not be very charming, and he's the real problem here, because he's really consciously or unconsciously playing the two of you off against each other. And there's, look, there's a part of all of us, it's not the very nice part, but there's a part of all of us that sort of gets a little bit of a thrill when we think people are fighting over us, that there's so much love, there's so much energy about us, and we're getting so much attention that the idea of two people sort of going to the mat for us, I mean, it's not our best thing, but there is something kind of exciting about it. And he's consciously or unconsciously, he's allowing that to occur. Now, whether he created it or not, I don't know. And you probably don't know either. And it doesn't really, that's not really the issue. The issue is, what do you want to do to resolve this? And your choices are really kind of limited. One is to let him go, which it doesn't sound to me that you want to do particularly. And I suppose you could do it. Well, let's get back to that. So one is just to let him go. The second is to continue the situation, but it's probably not going to get any better. He's probably not going to get any healthier. The sister is not going to get any less grabby, and you're probably not going to get a whole lot more tolerant about it. So I'm not sure that that's very much of a real option. But, I mean, theoretically it is. I think practically it's probably not. And the other is to do something to change the situation so that either improves or that you have a better reason for leaving. Because right now you're kind of in a gray zone where you love him, he loves you, but it's a mess right now, and it's not going to get better. And because even if Elvis came down and took her to a planet far, far away with aliens, it's still not, he's got his foot in two different worlds, two different households, two different everythings. And if he were poor, this might not be going on, but he's not. So I think you have to decide really what you want. And if you want more of him, and he's asked you to marry him, why did you not want to marry him before? What were the reasons for not marrying him?
I was married once a gazillion years ago, and I just said, nah, you know, I just didn't want to. It was another same thing. I married my husband's mother. He never untied the apron strings.
Okay.
Let
me put you on hold. Yeah. All right, and I'll take your question. Think about whether or not it makes any sense to you now. He's not the same man, and he may not be tied to mother's iron streams. Maybe it's his sister's. But decide what you want at this moment, and then go ahead and ask me your question. I'll give you all the time you need. I'll put you on hold. I'll be back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on a date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/DocJoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/DocJoy. That's gcnlive.com/DocJoy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're dealing with Mary. So, Mary, if you think about marrying him, I know you have a question for me, and I promise I'll get to it. When you think about marrying him now, is it more appealing or less appealing or just off the table? What do you think? Mary?
Start again.
I didn't hear the first part of it. Go ahead.
I said less because this sister has broken up all his relationships, according to the one sister that talked to me, that she's already been in the psych ward. She's unstable.
Well, but Mary, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about her. Nothing. I mean, you can't put out a contract on her. You know, you can light candles and hope that Elvis comes and picks her up and takes her to a galaxy far, far away, but that's a little unlikely. So the question is not her. It's never been her. It's him and your relationship with him. So you're going to have to let go of that. And because first of all, you never want to make yourself a victim because it's giving away all your power. And you don't want to give her anything. So the question is not her. And the question is not, the question is him. And if he says he'll marry you, presumably there would be some conditions on it, which is not that he not see his sister ever again, because that's not fair and reasonable, and that's not what you want to do. But and part of it is if you really want to marry this dude, or if you really want him in your life, you're going to have to figure out how to befriend her. And my guess is that you're smart enough to do it, that she doesn't have to be your best friend, but you sort of making her your enemy means that she wins all the time. And you don't want to do that. There's no benefit to anybody. There's not even really a benefit to her because she's not going to feel good about it. But this is a woman that you can befriend. And she's clearly very needy. She wants attention. And those kind of people are very easy to befriend. All you have to do is figure out where their buttons are and sort of push the buttons. You could do that because she certainly has figured out where your buttons are. So she's not the issue, and you're going to have to divert yourself from that strategy because it's not workable. It's not only not workable, it's disastrous for you. So you can only lose. And if you can only lose, you don't want to play. That's not a game that you can win ever under any circumstances. So the question is, do you care enough about him to really marry him? And you don't marry somebody because somebody else is driving you nuts. You marry them because you want to spend the rest of your lives together, and there's certain advantages to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you think about that. You don't have to answer now. I mean, I don't want you to feel like, geez, Louise, she's asking me if I'm going to marry him, and I have to answer yes or no right now. You don't, but it's something to think about. All right, now what's your question to me?
Okay, when he was in the hospital a couple of weeks ago, under her care, so I wonder if she's poisoning him after all his trash talking about me. But anyhow, she gets onto his computer. She does also, she unfriended me from him, the whole, it blocked it and everything, but she gets into all his financial stuff, too. I would like, whether I marry, don't marry, or whatever it is, I would like to be able to tell him, because I do believe he knows that I'm an honest person and I'm not out for his money or anything else, in a way that he wouldn't feel threatened, that he does need to make a will and he does need to set up whatever kind of financial thing before she totally bleeds him dry. Because I know,
Wait. You're talking about two separate issues here.
Will yet.
I got it. Do I think it makes some sense for him to have a will? I think it makes sense for everybody to have a will, because if not, the state determines where your money goes. So I don't disagree with you about that. But it sounds like you have some family members that are on your side, and it probably is going to be more effective to go to them and say,
he's not talking to this other family member.
Pardon me?
The other one alienated. No, because he's not talking to this other family member.
Well, I mean, certainly, look, one of the things you can certainly say, wait, Mary, hang on. First of all, her bleeding, if he has a will, her bleeding him dry before the will is not going to make any difference. The will only has to do with what's around when you die, not what she spent in his life. So that having a will not offset whatever it is that she's doing now. And I keep telling you, Mary, this man is not stupid. So he's doing, and it may be that he's perfectly willing to deal with her because she's around, she's less independent than you are, clearly this is
afraid of her. Because
Mary, almost 70-year-old man, and he may have to grow some pubic hair. I mean, he's a grown-up man. You can't do it for him. And if this is, and he's not afraid of her, that he decides he's willing to put up with her because she reminds him of mom, or because it means that he's taken care of, or because he likes to be a victim. He's got his own agenda here. And I keep telling you, you're focused on the wrong person. That obviously you care enormously about him, and she's your enemy, but it's not accurate, and it's not profitable. She is not your enemy. She's just who she is. He's the one who has to make decisions about what he wants to do. It has, and he's, I mean, if he were 3 years old and she was the one, his legal guardian, then you got a problem. He's not 3 years old. She's not his legal guardian, and he has to decide how he wants to run his life. Certainly, it's not out of the realms of possibility of saying to him, regardless of whether you stay or whether you go, darling, I'm, you know, it occurs, do you have a will, Mary? Okay. I would just say to him, listen, if you want, I can give you the name of my lawyer who drew up my will for me, because it occurred to me that I, you know, I should have a will, and to the best of my knowledge, you don't. You know, whatever you have in your will had nothing to do with me. I would not assume I would be a beneficiary, but it occurs to me you've got lots of brothers and sisters, and you don't want there to be a war, one hopes, because it may be what you told me about him, is that there would be a part of him that would be looking down from heaven saying, ha, they're fighting over my money now. Because it sounds like he's, a, you know, that that's part of who he is that everybody makes a fuss and fights over him. I mean, that's what he's allowed to happen between you and his sister, and probably between his sister and every other woman he's ever been with. And that's not accidental. It's not coincidental that he's allowing that to occur. And you need to take that into consideration. She is not your enemy. She is not the problem. He is, because he's not doing what he wants, or we have to assume he's doing exactly what he wants. And this is the kind of chaotic, energetic, making him feel important situation that he thrives on. And you have to look at that, because you're never going to change her behavior. And she's not the one you're committed to. That if you had a choice of never seeing her again.
A man literally has some balls and can come to bat for me. I don't need a
well, he doesn't have to come to bat for you. He just has to opt for you. He doesn't have to defend you against anybody else. He just has to say to his sister, look, Mary's who I want to be with. But you've made it clear, you've also, he's asked you to marry him. He's asked you to commit to him, and you've said no.
Well,
and she's a, yeah, you got
Mary Reed.
Well, no, that's you know, that's backward thinking. That's backward thinking. And listen, if you think that even marrying him he would never stand up to her, then you're probably right not to marry him. But she's not the problem. He is. If you have anything else you want to run by me, stand hold. If not, understand, she ain't the problem. He is. You're welcome, Cookie. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
If you miss a show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.